On Thursday, Iraqis will go to the polls for the third time this year, this time voting for a parliament that will sit for 4 years. In addition to the main Shiite, Sunni, Kurdish, and secular coalition that dominate the political scene, independents are taking their chance. NPR's Anne Garrels followed one such candidate as he made the rounds in Baghdad.
52-year-old Sheikh Jabar Lefti al-Saidi is a leading member of his tribe. It has deep and extensive roots in the poorer Shiite neighborhoods of Baghdad. It's a large constituency he can draw on.
I depend on my tribe first, but there are also other people who don't want to support established group because the big bodies haven't done anything for us.
As he wades through trash and raw sewage that still plague the slums, he points out how little progress has been made. While careful not to take on his powerful Shiite competitors directly, he does so by implication. He tells people not to bank on promises, but look at what a candidate has already done.
We tell them that they must be sure that we can serve them.
Sheikh Jabar has enlisted the help of about 100 campaign workers who put up posters and paint his ballot number on walls. They also go door to door. Hussein Sikhar Sayoud, a cousin, says Jabar will get his vote, not because he's a relative, but because he's a just man. At first, Hussein says he was going to vote for the Shiite slate, which mosques are pushing for, but has decided to vote for a man whose record he knows and respects. This is just what the governing Shiite alliance fears, that disillusioned voters will look for others to support. Sheikh Jabar says he got invaluable advice from the National Democratic Institute, a U.S. government-funded organization that provides election training.
She told me how many votes I needed, that if I have 100 volunteers, each has to visit so many houses. She told me to go to gas stations and public places.
The she is an American elections expert with the National Democratic Institute who asked her name not be published for security reasons. She says there's frustration with a system where voters choose parties with fixed lists of candidates most people know nothing about.
Voters right now are looking for stronger ties to those who are elected representatives. One of the things that voters expressed in the public opinion research that we did was that they had no idea who was on the list.
So Jabar is running on his own. Though complicated new election laws make it difficult for small parties and independents like Jabar to make it into parliament. Jabar does own a local paper, but he can't afford TV and radio ads, and he can't buy off journalists as some parties are doing to place favorable stories. His family, which includes 10 children, lives in a very modest house, but Jabar has spent $50,000 of his savings on the campaign. His wife supports him and works to support women's rights. His eldest son, Omar, a budding political analyst, is proud of him.
People see his devotions and the way he deals with them. Most politicians you can't get to or talk to or see except on TV. My father is from the people.
Several candidates have been killed during the run-up and others have been threatened. Jabbar's family knows his campaign is risky, but his 22-year-old daughter, a student at Baghdad University, says he is a candidate who cares for all Iraqis.
I'm afraid for him, but everything is in God's hands.
Sheikh Jabar knows he's a long shot, but if he doesn't make it this time, he says he will still stay involved. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.